And then this last beast. After this I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. The next beast, next power that rose in history, was heathen Rome. They conquered Greece in the year 168 BC. They were in power when Jesus was born, as well as when he was crucified. They remained in power longer than any other nation before them, from 168 BC to 476 AD. 6.5 centuries. They were the rulers of the ancient world. But listen carefully now what this prophecy says. In Daniel 7:24, there's this verse, and the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. 10 horns are 10 kings. The Bible is very clear on that. Actually, the Bible says, do not search anywhere else. The 10 horns must arise out of this kingdom. Which kingdom? The 10 horns must arise out of this kingdom of ancient Rome. It cannot rise anywhere else. You must look for it in the domain of ancient heathen Rome. Now, what does history tell us? Well, one of the biggest shifts in history took place when great multitudes of people all migrated at about the same time, and in this way, ancient Rome eventually came to its end. Nomadic tribes came in from all sides and literally split Rome up into 10 pieces, and the modern nations of Europe of today rose from that period in history. The 10 tribes became the 10 nations. The Alemanni became the Germans. The Burgundians became the Swiss. The Franks, the French. The Lombards, the Italians. The Anglo-Saxons, the English. The Suevi, the Portuguese. The Visigoths, the Spaniards. The Heruli, the Ostrogoths. And the Vandals were all eliminated.